And Father, pray that you would send us from this place as well as people of peace, and that you would open our eyes to see the people of peace around us that are open and ready to be able to receive the peace of the Prince of Peace, Jesus. Even if they are different from us, even if they challenge us in the ways that we interact with them, God, I pray for eyes to see, and that we would be carriers of your peace to others. Father, in this moment this morning, have your way. King Jesus, your kingdom is a kingdom where there is peace. And so may the peace of God come as the kingdom of God comes here in this place. Holy Spirit, come to allow us to see Jesus and to receive the peace of God. Father, may your will be done in this time, in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen.
Amen. Amen. If you'd like to stand with us as we worship. So, I know today was peace, and I struggled with this, really, but everybody needs a piece of joy in their life, right? Amen? Okay, I know it's not the same piece, but I liked the joke. It was funny to me when I thought of it.
Thank you.
thousand generations falling down in worship. Sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all who've gone before us, and all who will believe, sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy. If you've been forgiven, if you've been redeemed, sing a song forever to the Lamb. And if you walk in freedom, and if you hear His name, sing a song forever to the Lamb. If you walk in freedom, if you walk in freedom, and if you bear His name, sing the song forever to the Lamb. We'll sing the song forever and amen. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all. The angels cry, holy, all creation cries. Praise you, God. And the angels cry. Angels cry. Holy, all creation cries. Holy, you are lifted high. To the King of Kings, holy, you will always be. Holy, holy forever. trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great, how great. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great, how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Amen.
Amen. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Amen. Amen. If you would remain standing in honor of the reading of God's word and open to Luke chapter 1, read from verses 39 through 45. Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 45. And as we do, the children from kindergarten to sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church with Miss Marla and Jordan. And so we bless the children as they go this morning as we prepare to look into God's word together here. Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 39 through 45. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And in a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." This is God's word. May you be encouraged by it. You may be seated this morning. So this morning we continue